Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing women's participation in politics. Today, women from various political parties met in Mashingo to discuss some of the challenges they face in electoral politics. But before we delve deep into today's discussion, let's take you to Sudan, where the country is being dragged to the brink of civil war by a powered struggle between two men, a career soldier and a former warlord who rose to power under former autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir. David Boyle has more.
Once side by side, two men now stand opposed in a battle that is dragging Sudan to the brink of civil war. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan is the de facto head of state, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo his deputy. The former is a career soldier and the army's chief, the latter, better known as Hameti, a former warlord who leads the country's main paramilitary group.
I am a simple Bedouin man. I grew up on the sidelines of Sudan. Didn't get anything from my country except violence.
Hameti started out as a camel trader in the Darfur region before, according to a former assistant, taking up arms after his trade convoy was attacked. He was among fighters who later allied with the government to quash a rebellion that erupted in Darfur in 2003. The militia forces had a fearsome reputation. They became known as the Janjaweed, a term loosely derived from the Arabic for devils on horseback. Around 300,000 people were killed in the Darfur campaign, and 2 million displaced. The International Criminal Court has accused former President Omar al-Bashir of masterminding genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, which he and his government denied, saying that they only targeted rebels. Amid the bloodshed, Hameti caught Bashir's attention. His militia, which morphed into the Rapid Support Forces, became the government's enforcer. Bashir gave Hameti's family and associates free rein to sell Sudan's gold, helping him amass a fortune. But Hameti would later turn on his benefactor when Bashir was ousted in 2019. He secured the post of deputy head of state, technically reporting to Burhan, who cuts a very different figure. He's a career soldier with 41 years of service, mostly under Bashir. Like Hameti, Burhan also rose under the autocratic leader before dumping him when Bashir's star was waning. Burhan says he was one of the military figures who told Bashir to step down. Since then, as the head of a military council, Burhan has made promises of elections and handing over power to a civilian government. His opponents say he's instead put the military firmly in charge. Protests have faced a fierce response from Burhan security forces.
Once we put on these khakis, we have no other path. We do not get startled or afraid. And even if every one of us is dead, we will not be frightened or back away.
As military chief, Burhan controls heavy weapons and the armed forces. But his soldiers are up against Hameti's skilled irregular force that may number, analysts say, 100,000 or more paramilitary fighters. They have already proved a tricky opponent, When bases have come under attack, they have melted away into residential areas, where heavy armor and conventional military tactics lose their advantage. Both men now battle, predominantly in the capital, trying to deliver the killer blow in their power struggle. Instead, they may deliver a protracted conflict and more instability. After decades of autocracy, military rule, and international isolation, Sudan is in danger of seeing its prospects for peace and economic revival go up in smoke.
And from Sudan, we now have breaking news. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire in Sudan.
Good afternoon. We have just finished a meeting convened by the African Union on the dramatic situation in Sudan, bringing together the United Nations, the League of Arab States, IGAD and the European Union, as well as representatives from a number of countries that are deeply committed to solving the crisis. There was a strong consensus on condemning the ongoing fighting in Sudan and calling for a cessation of hostilities. As an immediate priority, I appeal for a ceasefire to take place for at least 3 days, marking the Eid al-Fitr celebrations, to allow civilians trapped in conflict zones to escape and to seek medical treatment, food, and other essential supplies. This must be the first step in providing respite from the fighting and paving the way for a permanent ceasefire. I have been personally engaged in doing everything possible to make it happen. The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured. Fighting in urban areas is particularly dangerous for civilians, including children, who have repeatedly been forced to shelter in schools and evacuate from hospitals under fire. This is completely outrageous. Humanitarian operations are virtually impossible. Warehouses, vehicles, and other humanitarian assets have been attacked, looted, and seized. Targeting humanitarian workers and assets must end, and I remind all parties of their obligations under international law, including ensuring safety and security of humanitarian aid workers.
That there was breaking news which just came in. That was UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking in New York. We are back to the main topic. The Women and Law in Southern Africa organized a meeting to discuss the issues affecting women in electoral politics for them to contest all political positions from council elections up to presidential election. The challenges continue to be a stumbling block for Zimbabwean women since independence in 1980. Some of the female candidates who attended the Mashingo Conference cited lack of financial resources, violence, and sexual harassment. WUSA told the women attending the conference that it was committed to ensuring that women got the training and support they need to level the playing field with male candidates. Patricia Muganiri of WUSA had this to say.
And also elect women in my strategic positions, Vaskana, put them to Mononzi, main wing, Ponzi women's wing, Ponzi youth wing, Kumozara, women's wing, whoever, Kusinagana power, Kunagana anything, Chinoyanya Sajabuti, Mukwan Songzung, Mine, a decision, a voice, a putty, my two are good was Nakamira say. So if Papa didn't get him from Gorri Papa, as we work in my political party, that you know that I attribute that now I. Why don't you also have women? Vanenge vari mapositions, wayo kuti vanozonge vachiitwo aiwa isusu madzimai ari kuzvakati, but women are not there. Ndipo panotangira problem. Saka even kana information kana chi, we are at the mercy of men. They are dominated by men who run, who dictate everything.
That day was WUSA's Patricia Muganiri speaking yesterday in Masvingo. Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu amaise bimauto vebato rezano PF vakati havana kufara nekubatwa kwakaitwa madzimai musarudzo dzemubato ravo dzekutsvaga vachamirira zano PF musarudzo dzichaitwa munyika.
Wakanga wariga mauma seo edo ajiji ii warunu watashino kisike uti isu wajiko chayo chayo wadangu mamona kana kubini wakapenda wakati amazo uche wika na masere wa wasu natukuta ii asuchi warume wawepo wakala chikipisa waka waka batana wachiti masere wa chaka kubini
aa na kubo hii
seo na chaya wacho kutuwa kango na mozili lakuma chaya na kubo masere wa nakubini na kubo wangu wakata mamu hiyo ide verification ya kaitu ajiji
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kunengo yezano PF amaise bimauto vachitaura vari kumasvingo vachitaurawo vakamirira bato Citizens Coalition for Change amaitendekai Matara vakataurawo kuti madzimai kuti vaite mushandira pamwe uye varambe nyaya ye women's quota inopiwa madzimai.
Wana sister wangu ehe kuti apana law enforcement panyaya ye gender equality ya but nyaya yatongo vapo semadzimai. Thank you so much for bringing such a kuti isa patebo imwe from different political parties zvinotibatsira. Nyaya yavapo semadzimai isusu ngatichitongoita chigandanga women tinokomanda the majority ye population. Saka there is no way yatinobvitiwa nevanhu vashoma patiri. Mutemo chavo chaivo vanoenda kuparliament kana vavako havachagoni kuti vandomirawo nemadzimai ekuti aiwa ichi chinhu chinotonzi women's quota ichi hatichidi because ndochavanotinyaradza nacho kuti madzimai nyararai munodirei kuondesa isataka kupai kota yemahara. Isu hatidi zvokupuhwa zvemahara, hatisi huku inokushirwa. Toda kupinda muresi navo varume vacho gidye gidye asi zvakuda kuti isusu tibatanise chii semadzimai. Kana zvichimbobvira tinombosendeka zvimapolitical chakuti zvedu zvaizvia pamira mudzimai tikanyatsa kuona kuti aiwa apa dhonza rinogona kukweva chaiko chaiko kuziva paunogona kutibudisa nokuti ndiri mudzimai wekupatiyo todini totsvigira varume havana tsitsi nesu ndochokwadi and they don't want to see us pamberi apo vanongoda ivo vachititungamirira. Ngatisimukei semadzimai. Ndopedzisira ndichitaura nyaya yekuti chigandanga kushaikwa kwemazita. Inini 2013 ndakavhota neregistration slip. Zita rangu rashaikwa muvhota zvirozvo. Imagine ndaenda ndikutoenda kunovhota. Fortunately nafu ndakanga ndiri kuJomik zero observer. Ndapinda tikuti chiregai ndidi ndikasite vhoti yangu ndiende kubasa. Zita rashaikwa ndikazvibudai ndikati handibudi ndikutoda kuenda kubasa. My slip. Mburi saka tambe yabuda ndikati officer ima mushandi kuziki I want to cast my vote and go. Vakango ndirega ndikavhota zvimwe zvaita hazvidi uku politics hakuziguru wadzana.
Avo vanga vari amai tendekai Matara vachitaura vari kumasvingo. Let's now take a break. Please don't go away. Stay with us.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. So please go to VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by our guest, Lynette Mulewe of LEAD, and Amaitende Kai Matara of CCC. Studio 7 tried to include the members of the ZANU-PF party. I also spoke to Seth Mubaya of ZANU-PF Canada, who said she was not available for today's program, but hopefully we will have her joining us in the next programs. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Hello.
Aiwan, tiri kufara chaizvo kuti takwanisa nekuti tanga tiri kutotya kuti mafoni enyu anga acharamba. Asi totanga naamai Matara vanga vari kumusangano uyu watichangobva kuona mataura mazwi anobata vazhinji kuti nyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika hakusi kuenda kuruwadzana. Dzinoda mukadzi akaita sei?
Kunoda mukadzi akachinda. I am a courage.
Taona zvemu chiramba nyaya ye women's quota mati ngaimbomiswa sei muri kuramba nyaya
pandiri kuirambira inini hongu ine paino kuti advantage but ndiri kuona sekuti it's a way of silencing women to demand the 50-50 yatiri kuchemera day in day out sobva tanzi aiwa katinade kuti atiri kuda 50-50 nechasini neconstituents. In a constituency, in a province, in a about 26 constituents, for example, Yamashingo. To the constituency, among us, the 26 constituents, every share is 13 to have the mind, 13 to have the room. If you say much nicer to tell all my UTL, Esiskana, to share our Koko, Laruma, to share our Mayuta, each room. But then we use the quarter. One of the right to know, not my limit, because you make a market to Amahara.
Maybe if we can just go into English, Mai Matara, we saw you calling on other women. We saw there were members of different political parties, ZANU-PF, LEAD, and other organizations. So what was the response like? Is it possible for Zimbabwean women to stand together and back one candidate, irrespective of whatever party they're coming from?
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible that we think we are still facing these challenges. You know, as women, we are not, we don't have financial stamina. So we will be conversing with men, we have got bags, we have got money, we are all resources. But with a woman, we have got nothing. What we only have in you is the skills and love to show up to the community. But in terms of financial, that we compete with the woman, Mari, the people who are here,
Timbunile, Timbushutu. Sakanya, this is a marine vessel. A cooking the more, in a patchupan.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tuiwayo Muzvare Mudewe vesangano reLead. Let me go back to Mai Matara. Mai Matara, you heard what Lynette Mudewe is saying of Lead, that, you know, there's a lot of name calling, there are a lot of, you know, denigration of women who decide to take up decision making positions, especially in politics. What's your take? You have been there, it seems, a little longer. What's your advice to the younger women that want to come up in politics?
Yeah, the problem is once you get into politics, people just view you with a different eye. That's where we go back to this issue of name calling, labeling, mud cleaning, you know, all those sorts of dirty things will be associated with a woman who wants to be a leader in society. I don't know why men view activists, which are ladies. They just view them like, you know, they are loose, you know, they are not dignified people, but it's the opposite.
Saka point wasezva mira zvakadaro. Vechidiki vachawanikwa vachizopinda here mune zvematongerwo enyika, uye zvezvimwe zvamuri kusangana nazvo even imimi magara mune zvematongerwo enyika ndezvipi? Tinoona vezanopf vanga vari kuchema chema pavideo yatabva kuona vachiti pakawanikwa pachianaunswa maresults panga pachiitwa zvisina unyatsochena. Muri kuzvionawo here mune mamwe mapato aya anopikisa?
Yeah, tinozviona, but sezvandambotaura kana kuti sezvamanga ndichitaura paworkshop yatanga tiri, kuti zvinoda courage. You should have courage. And you know, this pull your down syndrome. Inoto apply even patiri tichana mai. Kunouya mai, vana mai who do not believe that a sister like me can be a leader in a society. So those ladies confide in the men to fight. Those ladies have the potential to lead. I was saying the lady who was presiding over the workshop, who was the facilitator, I really think the for bringing such a noble workshop to the ladies. But that it could be, not financially, but with the ideas, how we should go about religion in the community, in our public relations with the community.
Hello, caller, the South Africa Makadi. Taurai teams, the Murkuns, Gamaz, my Varkuta Raibo, Pamsura Pesha, Varkusangana Nazo, Kanavakuda Pinda Munyaz, Matonga, when you cut our ratings.
Mucho na mbwa kazi barwa shoma no pinda mna parliament wa kazi chinoza.
Saka ini mazwenye shingi so kuni aba barimo ba murkuona ba chukta ora na ondiye kutichi.
Ini ndo ba kutoongo to shingi sa barimo mkuu aba kutinga bara mbwa kazi shinga basa tere zama shokewan. Diko kuto tibati shingi sebo yesu tuto gozo pinda o. Bara mbwa kazi shinga. Gozo ba machacha ora mashoko.
Asi mwenyaya inotaurwa one madzimai varimu nezvematongerwo enyika vanoti madzimai senimi hamuzovoterawo vamwe madzimai kana maenda manje kusarudzo. Zvinofamba sei papa?
Ndipo pandirikutaura kuti ndopandotaura kuti vakadzi isusu pandaidautaura kuti vakadzi tagara tine problem yegodo yekuitirana godo pachezvedu isusu tatisingasimudzirani. Munhu anoprefera kunoisa vhoti kumurume asingaisi kumukadzi. Yenhau yegodo.
Aiwa, thank you so much, it's Edna, variku South Africa. Meno kana mune mazwa mukada kutaura varipo, mutisa ta timuende zvenyu.
Ndisina mazwa akawanda tete.
Aiwa, pakanaka, thank you so much. Miss Mudewe, Lynette, you heard there from our caller. She said she totally agrees with what you said about the name calling that happens when women get into politics. So, what's the way forward?
Okay, my name is Edna. I'm going to be a power of the woman in the chamber. These are words of wisdom and not the party to keep a more tomorrow in me. I don't mind here my chamber. Not deny my chamber. The neighborhood joker, Capitol of Mayor Coot. Nyaya says a thousand and a chamber again. He made joker in a deny. Sakatingai Tangova, if you want that the power and is in my way. Mchendere nazo mbibu nga taane makore chikurikura nezi nyawai kubwa 1980 kushikia 2023 na zimai kuhingo chema nyawa inochepe asinyo yei ikingo zesero wabuditu zisuma zimai wali kutaga kukuri zira
mbibu
ni zimai kutu asinyo. Sasa,
yeah.
Ine ya yedima jimai, focus yedu ngaiwande ku empowerment ne mental emancipation the madimai kuti people do it.
I want thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, to our valued callers and also to our guests. We were lucky today. We actually got through to Zimbabwe. We had the Lynette Mulewe of LEAD and also Amai Matara of CCC. A marvelous Mhlanganyahuye in Washington saying, let's meet again tomorrow here on Life Talk. You have a very good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.